Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
FM News Talk 97.1. Podcast. FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
There was no collusion at all.
If we do the investigations, the information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning. This president needs to be impeached.
No collusion, no nothing.
I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail.
No collusion, no nothing.
I think they're all going to jail. Sean Hannity is obsessed with me. And I wrote to him, I said, I don't know if you're going to do very well in jail.
No collusion.
It's not out of the question that a Senate could convict on impeachment charges.
We're going to win so much.
He has no idea that
right.
He's going down.
We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much.
Absolutely, I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice.
Every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
There has been no collusion.
And they stay there. Yeah. And they say yeah. Yeah. And they stay there.
Up, down, up, down.
Cause all I do is win. And if you go in here,
keep you waiting, complicated business.
What a weekend. I just have to say, while Tony Colombo was wrapping up last week's show doing Billy Bob Thornton or whatever the heck that was.
Whatever the heck that was.
Meanwhile, we were an hour away from the Mueller report.
Unbeknownst to us.
We had no idea, clearly.
Unbeknownst to Jim Bob and unbeknownst to us.
And, oh man, did you see Donald Trump's tweet? On Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, good morning, have a great day, America, or something. Or good morning.
Good morning, have a great day.
If you look at what President Trump has faced in his time as candidate Trump and now President Trump, and the massive adversity that he has put himself in the midst of just by not being business mogul Donald Trump that would be beloved by all of these people who are attacking him. Why? Because he A, has money, and B, they want it. We have lots of proof. Just look at like open records, whatever it is, where you could read all those campaign donations. Look at who took money from Donald Trump. That was possible Democrat or registered Democrat Donald Trump giving people this money, and they're going to his parties, they're eating his food, they're drinking his drinks. They loved him. Then he becomes a Republican, and then it's the gloves come off. And you look at 2016 and the process of going through the election and ultimately winning, and from the get-go, it's one thing after another. We're still having the Electoral College conversation about the danger of it right now in this moment in time because of 2016, but even more so because of 2020. Is there any doubt in your mind that President's 2020 chances over the weekend have gone way up?
No, they went up. Yes.
I mean,
no
when,
doubt.
When you look at, what is Michael Avenatti arrested for extortion?
Oh my goodness.
Every time I think he goes away, Michael Avenatti, who I forgot existed until now.
What happened to his 2020 hopes over the weekend now that he's arrested?
He's going to go to get some things taken care of in jail first, and then he'll come back and see if it was all a big lie.
I got to find out what this is.
Yeah, you do. Last time I looked up and saw something ridiculous that made me stop in my tracks was when Beto was eating dirt. Yeah. And now we have Michael Avenatti arrested for extortion.
Cut from the same cloth.
Another win for Donald Trump. They just keep coming and they keep coming and they keep coming. I'm going to tell you about the guests we have today because I'm excited. We're going to have Hans von Spakovsky on at 1:40. He's been on with us many times talking about the different legal issues that face the president, especially considering, with one Avenatti in mind, the campaign contributions, the payments to Stormy Daniels, and that seems to have run its course. And there's a win for the president. And also the idea of Russia collusion. Hans von Spakovsky has been following that very closely. We're also going to speak, and I know you're going to want to hear this, Judge Napolitano at 2:25. A lot of you folks are very on the fence, if not always loving what Judge Napolitano says, because he hasn't always been super pro-Trump. I get that. I cannot wait to hear what Judge Napolitano has to say about the findings. I'm going to ask him about, did this exonerate the president from any suggestion of Russia collusion? Because that's what the president said that it did. And I'm also going to ask him about the vagueness with which Robert Mueller kind of left the obstruction of justice question. Is there any doubt in your mind that Robert Mueller left any stone unturned? Do you think it's possible that Robert Mueller didn't want to nail Donald Trump if he could?
I thought I turned it on. I turned it off. That's why I laughed at that sound that you played at the beginning of Maxine Waters saying, if we do the investigations, we will find the collusion, we'll find the crimes. They've been doing the investigations. I don't know when that sound was from, but she has said since in the last 24 hours, that same sentiment. Like, she's still saying, it's all the evidence is there. If we just do the investigation, we'll find it.
Yeah.
They just did the investigation.
And how many individuals were convinced, you know, leave Mueller be. Let Mueller do his work, complete his investigation. People were trying to pass legislation in Congress protecting Robert Mueller because of what Donald Trump was going to do to stop it. He didn't. He didn't do any of that. He didn't. And he left Rod Rosenstein in place. Now, Rod Rosenstein is going to have to put his name and his ink on these conclusions. That's pretty interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get to a phone call here. Daryl, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I love you, sweetie.
Oh, here we go. How can people call me sweetie and then it's like, let me break it to you, sweet. You say sweetie and I know what's coming next.
Big butt.
No. But listen. Mueller did a good job.
Yeah?
He did a fine job. He did a good job. I mean, he did what was fresh. He didn't find nothing. Done. It's a wrap. I mean, Trump beat the hell out of him. The guy was honest. He did what he did. And it's a wrap. It's a wrap. But all said it's
big butt.
It don't change who Trump is. And this is what I see. I see this country in a lot of trouble. I mean, for us with the hate and all the stuff that I see coming down the pike, it is going to be ugly. It is really going to be ugly.
So let me ask you this question, Daryl.
Yeah.
Because I have not, if you listen a lot, you know that I'm not ever going to defend the moral issues that have surrounded President Trump's history, mostly as a husband.
And that's why I love you.
Well, it's pretty easy to call that spade a spade, in my opinion. However, I will say that we are 2 years into this presidency, and he has been exonerated on any idea of collusion with Russia. That's
you know what I'm gonna tell you something. But I never said that he had always said that it was the people that, the Russians wanted after the people that he surrounded himself with.
Well, okay, but Daryl, here's my question to you. I'm not really arguing with the idea of whether it happened or not. What I'm saying is there isn't any evidence that actually exists that suggests that Trump tried to steal this election. And we have the comment I'm pulling off of what you said, because I think you're right. There's a lot of hate and a lot of anger and a lot of tension in the United States right now. I know that Donald Trump does everything he can to fight against this this aggressive, agenda-driven media, and he does this in a way that doesn't necessarily make us less divided. I understand that, but he has no choice because he's been attacked by a media that has made it known fact for 2 years that his presidency is illegitimate because he tried to steal it using Russia's help from Hillary Clinton. And I, for one, as a supporter of his, because he is still the correct answer when the question is Trump or Hillary, I support him in fighting back because we, on my side of the aisle, don't usually have people willing to fight back. So my question to you,
I was for Jeb Bush, so
yeah,
I wasn't for Hillary. So I was for Jeb.
Well, no, it's not a political question, Daryl. The question I have for you is, we are a divided country. Everybody can agree on that. You don't have to go very far at all to see how divided we actually are. But we have to stop putting this squarely on Donald Trump as the divider in chief, as people like to call him. There are a lot of people equally or more so responsible for the climate right now.
No, but he's not doing anything, but he's adding to it. He's not doing anything.
His actions are a response to constant attacks that we know now from this weekend are completely and totally unfounded. There is no collusion. We could have not spent a minute in the last 2 years talking about Russia collusion. We could have been talking about policies. But the president has had to run this country fighting that war, saying the whole time. I think I read like 283 tweets he sent out saying no collusion. He's had to do that and be the chief of staff.
Trump came down the escalator, and he started off dividing this country when he started calling the Hispanics, you know, criminals, rapists, and so on and so on.
He didn't call, but see, Daryl, that's another thing that you've accepted as fact that isn't actually entirely true. President Trump said, but Daryl, listen to me. Daryl, it's contextual. It's not that simple. It's that simple if everybody wants to make it that simple. The president said that our open borders allow rapists and drug peddlers and murderers to get through on our southern border, and it does. He is not calling all Mexicans rapists and drug lords and murderers. He said that our immigration system allows these people to come across the southern border. And can you disagree that that's not true?
I mean, no, I can agree with that. But let me tell you something, and I'm going to go, because you know I'm on your side 98% of the time.
Right. 98.
But I'm going to tell you something, because I served in the military, and I was over in the sand, and I watched my brothers and sisters and die in the sand. A lot of blood in the sand. A lot of blood. A lot of American blood, which I think it was unjust war. America, our soldiers, done a lot of raping, a lot of crazy stuff in Iraq and all this kind of stuff. You'd be surprised how many rapists and whatever that we sent over.
Daryl, first, I'm going to thank you for your service. Second, I'm going to point out the fact that you just criticized the president for calling from associating rape and murder and drugs with people coming across the southern border. And your initial comment was that he called Mexican rapists. And what you just did was call our soldiers rapists. I don't think you believe.
No. I was just pointing out a lot of stuff that happens on both sides. Just like.
But this is a false premise, Daryl.
Let me tell you why I say this. Because I get to travel all over the world. I get to travel all over the world. And we don't tell the story from both sides. Just like we defend Israel. And I got a chance to spend a lot of time over there. And we don't tell the stuff what the Israelis do to the Palestinians and so on.
Are you on the side of Israel?
I'm on the side of right.
Is that Israel?
I'm on the side of right.
if you can't say yes, you're on the side of Israel, then that means you're not on the side of Israel.
No, no, I'm on the side of right, meaning that I'm on the side of whoever's doing right.
So is Israel doing right? Does Israel have the right to exist?
Yes, they do.
Do we need to protect their right because they are under a constant 24/7 attack for their very existence?
We're supposed to. The Bible tells us that we're supposed to protect Israel. We're supposed to. We're supposed to protect Israel, but we're supposed to protect the Israelis that's doing the right thing. But we have a lot of Israelis that's not doing the right thing. I'm saying I've been there. I've seen it myself. I've seen.
It's a binary choice. We defend Israel or we don't.
I say we defend the ones that's doing the right thing. They're all not doing the right thing. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, Daryl, I'm going to let you go because I'm past break. Yeah. I appreciate you calling. We might have to bump that 98% down to a little bit less because, in my opinion, if we aren't going to defend Israel, Israel is not going to continue to exist. And we have already faced something in our history that is horrifying. And it's about time that, as Americans, we started defending strongly our alliance with Israel, and we start understanding exactly what is at stake there, the human lives that are at stake there. Those people are being attacked for their basic existence. And that is what Bibi Netanyahu is in Washington, D.C. right now with the president. They had a press conference, and they are in solidarity. And to go back, Daryl, to the point you were making, you know, trying to somehow or another allude that, you know, there are good guys that are on our side. And I assume you're talking about the soldiers that are in Iraq that are doing bad things, to try to compare that to the idea that there are some bad Mexican people. I've never said that there aren't bad seeds in every single group that you want to hand me. Bad seeds are going to exist. But we can't lump everything together on one side to make an argument and not do the same on the other. The president, the idea that the president thinks that all Mexicans are rapists and murderers and drug gangbangers is not accurate. That's not a foundational truth. And we're not going to accept it here on the Andy Frey Show as one. And we're also going to defend Israel and its existence every day. All right, when we come back, we'll take some more phone calls, 314-241-9797. We'll get to the highlights. And remember, we've got Stephen Moore, the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation at 110. Can't wait to talk to him about what the economy might do after this Mueller report has been released. We've got Hans von Spakovsky at 140, who's been following the Mueller report very closely. And Judge Napolitano weighs in at 225. Oh, and we're giving away Cardinals Dodgers tickets for law and fire law enforcement and firefighter, not fire enforcement. Is it the opposite?
Although
of what
that
they do?
Would sound really, you know, that's that sounds pretty intriguing.
Anyway, we're giving away Cardinals tickets at 2:21. So keep listening. A lot more coming your way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Annie Frey Show.
After 2 years of investigation and reckless accusations by many Democrats and members of the media, the special counsel confirmed what President Trump said all along. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election, and the Attorney General confirmed there was no obstruction of justice. Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign. And it should be welcomed by every American.
So Vice President Pence reacting, saying total vindication. The president has tweeted pretty much the same sentiment. And we're going to take your phone calls, in and out of the show here as much as we possibly can about this issue. We're going to get to the highlights here in a second. A reminder that we have Stephen Moore, the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, on at 1:10. Also, Hans von Spakovsky to weigh in on the Mueller report. We've had him on here almost more than weekly talking about the Mueller report. He comes on at 1:40. And Judge Napolitano at 2:25 will react to what this means going forward. That obstruction of justice, kind of like no answer that Mueller gave. What's that mean? And more. So you can tweet questions that you would like to ask any of those individuals at Annie Fry Show. We'll be looking at them throughout the course of the show. Let's get to some phone calls here quick before we do highlights. Bob, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Annie, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Bob.
I watched the Sunday shows, listened to the news, even had The View on for a second.
Ooh.
A little.
Thanks. Thanks for doing that for us.
Every Republican I have heard say, release everything that can be legally released.
Mm-hmm.
Every Democrat has said, oh, just release everything. Now, I've heard a lot of experts say there are sections of that report that, because of federal law, cannot be released. So are the Democrats conspiring to break federal law? Maybe you can ask Hans that later when he's on.
Bob, I actually have that. I have a whole page or two of questions written down. And one of my questions is, when you listen to these Democrats, and especially the Democrat candidates for 2020 presidential election, talking about like the urgency, like the dire need to release it, we need it, we want it now, what is so urgent, and why, what do they expect to come of that? And I'm really looking forward to, I'm going to definitely ask Hans about that, just to see what it, because it almost makes you feel like they think that there's something in there that is going to be damning enough to the president that they need to have come out. But if the conclusion of all of this is that the president absolutely didn't collude with Russia to steal an election, and in turn, there is a conglomeration of different testimony of people who are in no legal trouble whatsoever from all of the evidence that was sought to come to this ultimate conclusion, we can't be kind of sort of doxing these innocent individuals, at least their names and things that would reveal who they are in an effort to try to smear the president further. So I will absolutely ask that question.
Well, and what you said, that's bad. But when they talk about releasing grand jury testimony, secret testimonies, national secret stuff, the Democrats are not qualifying. I wonder, this vote they took in the House where supposedly everybody said release it, did they say release it everything, the way all the Democrats are saying? Or did they say release, like the Republicans are saying, release, you know, what can actually be released?
Well,
if the way the Democrats are doing this, I would, Department of Justice would charge every one of them with conspiracy. I don't know if it's against the law to conspire to break federal law. But if they actually want this report released the way they're saying they want it released, they will be breaking federal law.
Well, Bob, we will ask that question, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Yep, absolutely. The Democrats have to make a scene out of this. They have to create some sort of continuous questioning or cloud or doubt that will continue to surround the idea of this thing, this monster. They created the monster that lives in their bedroom closet, and Robert Mueller just opened the door and there's no monster. There's no monster there. And they've been trying to get the country to live in fear for this long about something that wasn't even there. And now the closet is wide open and we're all like, oh, okay, moving on. Well, they have to try to do everything they can to hang on to that monster.
Now, let's get to the highlights.
I have so many.
Pick. Sorry, turn my mic off. Hey, Michael Avenatti?
Michael Avenatti.
It's got to be.
Yep. Michael Avenatti, the former attorney for Stormy Daniels, who briefly considered a bid for president, is set to be charged today for allegedly trying to extort Nike for between $15 and $25 million. This is according to officials at the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Avenatti was taken into custody today. He allegedly tried to extort the massive sports apparel company for more than $20 million in payments by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity and inflict substantial financial and reputational harm on the company if his demands were not met. That's according to prosecutors. So
he's a peach
somewhere. In
real guy. Charmer.
He had a conversation with Nike and said, give me, I'm a real important guy. I'm on TV all the time. Give me the money or I'm going to talk bad about your company. I told Annie that at break and she was like, yeah, that's extortion.
That's, yes, that's exactly what extortion is.
That's why he is under arrest.
You'd think a lawyer would know not to do that.
Right.
A federal grand jury has issued subpoenas to St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger and members of his administration demanding call history, texts, and emails with current and former employees related to contracts awarded by county departments. The subpoena specifically mentions the contract regarding a county lease at Northwest Plaza. The company that owns that plaza donated more than $300,000 to Stenger's campaign. They're also looking at the sale of two industrial parks in Wellston that were sold to investors who donated more than $40,000 to Stenger's campaign. And a note passing along sad news, Kim Tucci has died. He was the founder and president of the Pasta House Company.
Everybody loves
78 years
house.
Old. He was battling cancer. Mm. He was actually just here at the building just not too many weeks ago, like
that.
A couple weeks ago. So long battle with cancer. He was 78 years old and a longtime figure in virtually everything in St. Louis. Anything really positive.
I have had the Y98 pasta of the month before. And so a good relationship here with our sister station at Y98, many other radio stations, and Kim Tucci, beloved by all of St. Louis. We love the Pasta House.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts and prayers out to the Tucci family today.
Now you can run like your favorite Game of Thrones house, guys. This is the big news of the weekend.
I'm so excited. What?
Game of Thrones. Adidas has partnered with HBO to bring sneakers inspired by the show to the masses. Though rumors have been flying around since October 2018, nothing has been released. And now Adidas made the announcement that the sneaker brand was going to be collaborating to produce 6 Ultra Boost 4.0 sneakers. And the shoes were finally released early Friday morning. Each sneaker takes on a different element of the show, from House Lannister to White Walkers to House Targaryen, all of the sorts, if you guys are into it. I know I am. You can purchase the shoes for $180.
You guys watch Game of Thrones?
I do.
Anybody?
Not.
No.
Me either. Sorry. I know. I've heard that people do. I've heard a thing.
I love it.
And people get excited about it.
Yeah.
The Blues won 4 of their last 5, including knocking off league-leading Tampa Bay on 4-3 on Saturday night.
Woo-hoo!
They needed a goal review to get it to 4-3. They play host to the Las Vegas Golden Knights this evening at Enterprise Center. Faceoff set for 7. The Note just 2 points behind second place Nashville in the Central Division.
What is
Big
this
game
week?
Tonight.
Baseball.
Mm.
Are you going there? I assumed you were going to play.
Hmm?
Never mind. Continue on.
I'm not going to baseball yet because we're still in spring training. On the hardwood, Cinderella must have overslept their invite to the Sweet 16, as only for the second time since seeding began, the top 3 seeds in each region advanced. Huh. With only 2 4 seeds advancing, 1 5, and only 1 team outside of a 5 seed, number 12, Oregon. Nationally, here's the cool story. There's 1 perfect bracket remaining. In the online bracket challenges, NCAA, ESPN, CBS, Yahoo, Fox Sports, Sports Illustrated. The team picked by Center Road on NCAA.com has picked every game perfectly so far.
Wow.
48 out of 48. Since these rankings began, this has never happened before.
Wow.
He's 48 for 48. The highest in the past was 39.
Jeez. All right, let's get to some phone calls here before we take a break. Ken, thank you for calling the show.
Hey, Annie, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't called in a while because I've been trying to take a sabbatical from all this nonsense.
Mental health break.
Yeah, and but today and yesterday, I think I pretty much just, I understand why I did what I did and trying to stay away from it. You know, listening to people like Daryl right when I turned on the radio here, your show, saying, well, we need to protect the good Israelis or whatever. And, you know, I mean, you can't ask a Democrat and get a straight answer. There's always some kind of caveat, that. And, you know, then I turn on the TV right before I left, and this clown, and that's what he is, Al Green, a clown, gets on there and says, and I couldn't believe this, because I thought I heard it all, that Mueller's report didn't address Trump's bigotry. So as long as, you know, his bigotry affects his policies, I'm going to sit here and still push for impeachment. I thought this whole damn thing was supposed to be about Russian collusion.
Right.
Now it's every Blinken thing you can think of. That's all these people got. And it's another reason they're going to lose in 2020. They can run their little idiots out there like AOC and those other two morons, Omar and Tlaib, and, you know, all these other clowns pushing for this, you know, Green New Deal. Yeah, that's great. Let's bankrupt the country, you know, for your idiocy. I mean, like I said, I'm sorry to rant like this, but it's been all just sort of, you know, just boiling up inside of me. When I heard that last thing with Green, I couldn't believe it. You know, Trump's bigotry wasn't addressed in the Mueller report. I've heard it all now.
Yeah. Ken, you know, first of all, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you listening in, and we're going to try to cover the news without trying to pile on there. And I think that you're exactly right when you consider it. The point I was trying to make earlier with Daryl was that when he starts talking about how divided this country is, the idea of the president pushing back, he's pushing back. And the attacks that have been out there on him for so long have caused a division, yes, and the president responding maybe makes that division even more so, but that's because we're used to Republicans rolling over under pressure and you know, not really going nose to nose with the bully in the playground schoolyard. And Trump has done that, and it's made it harder. But when you find out that the Mueller report vindicates him of exactly what you were saying, which is, you know, there is no Russia collusion. That's what this was all about. The obstruction of justice was predicated on the fact that there is an investigation into Russia collusion, which we know didn't happen. It gets very exhausting to follow, and it gets very frustrating to try to see the song and dance afterwards to try to make something of nothing.
It really does. It's I mean, like I say, it just gets to the point where it's like so nonsensical. And yeah, I don't agree with all of Trump's responses to everything. I just sometimes I think I wish he'd shut up. But there's plenty of times where I'm sitting there thinking, I'm glad he's saying something, because like you said, he's not rolling over like the rest of those idiots have done for decades now. So yeah. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Keep listening, Ken. We love having you. Thank you very much. All right, Joe, hold on the line. We're going to get to you as soon as we come back. Also, big week in baseball because it's back. It's coming back. Thursday is opening day. And I have been waffling on flying to Milwaukee to go to opening day. Like, opening day. But I'm going to stay here with you and continue to talk to you all week. And start nerding out on baseball again.
Yeah.
It makes my heart happy and my face happy. Baseball is back. And St. Louis, you can kind of feel the buzz. Goldschmidt signing a 5-year extension. Nobody really thought that was going to happen before the season. We got him. Lots of really exciting things happening with Cardinals baseball as well. We'll probably speak with Fox Sports Midwest sometime this week and get the latest. When we come back, Joe, you're up first, 314-241-9797 for anyone who wants to join us. And at 1:10, we've got the chief economist at Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore. He's been an economic advisor to the president of the United States. Does he have any idea how this Mueller report revelation is going to affect the markets? We'll ask him. Stay tuned. A lot more coming your way.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Did the Democrats put too much trust in the Mueller report? Because I don't need the Mueller report to know he's a traitor. I have a TV.
I believe America is done with Trump investigations, but I don't think the president is done with what's being done to him. I said at the beginning of this editorial that America's election system survived intact, and so it did. But it was attacked not just by a foreign power, but also by deep state rogues who attempted a coup from the inside.
Let's speak truth. Let the American public do deserves transparency and accountability, and the Mueller report must be made public for a full accounting of what happened. And the Attorney General of the United States must be required to come and testify before Congress instead of just submitting a four-page memo on what happened.
All of us in the administration that were in a position to observe this were concerned about numerous meetings from between members of the Trump campaign, and the Russians. But I do want to point out that in our intelligence community assessment that we rendered on the 6th of January of 2017 and briefed then President-elect Trump at Trump Tower, we did not address anything about collusion because we simply didn't have any evidence of it at the time. So this is not terribly surprising. Again, it's kind of like hanging Chad in Florida. It leaves you with some unanswered questions, though, about the rationale for coming to that conclusion. But to answer your question, John, no, it doesn't surprise
me. Times you win, sometimes you lose.
We've been around for 240 years. We've had free and fair elections. We've accepted the outcomes when we may not have liked them. And that is what must be expected of anyone standing on a debate stage during a general election.
It's so sad. Doesn't this song make you sad for these folks?
They're hurting.
They're hurting. They need hugs.
Hurting bad.
They need to go out into the street and yell. I think that's what they do. Keep looking out my window to see if that happens. That would be crazy. It's fun to go back and look at all these people who are like, oh, we trust the Mueller report. When it comes out, you have to let this man do his thing and you have to protect him. Like, they're trying to pass legislation to do that. And now it's like, we need to have everything. But, you know, it's a really great day in America that we found out that our president didn't steal an election with Vladimir Putin. That should be good news, folks. Here's a key. Not stealing elections and having the president actually be duly elected, which we knew, is good news. We should all be celebrating. Of course, we're not. Joe, thanks for calling the show.
Well, good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
Afternoon. Some of the Hollywood head cases have already begun to complain that Mueller has done something, whatever, conspiratorial or duplicitous in the findings that he announced. Have you been following on the internet?
So what are you looking into? What are you talking about?
The Hollywood head cases, who can think nothing but bad about Trump, have already started to accuse Mueller because of the findings that he reached.
Well, sure.
Yeah, some people were actually saying over the weekend that there needs to be an investigation into Mueller.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, because he didn't come to their conclusion.
Yeah, and let me put.
There's only one explanation for why he could say something different, is that he's mentally ill or something.
There'll be 100 reasons, but tonight at 9 o'clock, CBS has already booked an hour on the Mueller report, quote, a turning point, and they're going to discuss whether there was coordination with the Kremlin and whether the president obstructed justice.
Sure. Joe, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a good afternoon. And I think that we need to expect folks like, you know, Alyssa Milano. Poor Samantha. She was so adorable. She was a little American sweetheart on Who's the Boss, and I love her on Project Runway All-Stars, which is probably something none of you have ever watched.
My first crush.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. She's, you know, as far as an actress goes, she's great.
Pictures of her
fine.
In my junior high locker.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd love to see a photo of the junior high locker.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, first of all, I don't care at all what any Hollywood types say or do in their reaction to this. I mean, it is not a place that I go to for insight. It's an interesting cross-section of the United States. And, of course, the higher profile they are, the more attention they get. But I think that we need to, not foolishly, but out of intrigue, let's watch and see what CBS does tonight. The media is absolutely part of the problem of how divided this country is, has come to be, and the constant pounding over and over of how obvious it is that, you know, whenever the president or whenever another Russia collusion story would come to be, there would be this could be the beginning of the end. Think about BuzzFeed. Oh, Lord, we haven't thought about and talked about the complete and total ineptitude of BuzzFeed and the amount of times that the media would spend the entire day talking about how this is the moment that we've been anticipating.
Mm-hmm. Or we've arrived.
All been waiting for. Yes, we are here and it's dramatic. And oh, wait, that's not true. Crap. And it is worth noting that throughout the entire process, 2 years of this presidency and the amount of time and money that has been spent to investigate this president for something that after this point in time, the special counsel has found no evidence of that with which he was charged to find, that he did this without the interference of the president. The president did not fire him. The president did not fire Rod Rosenstein. The president did not shut the investigation down. It was completed thoroughly, which is what was being pushed the entire time as necessary to make sure that when the findings were actually revealed, that it would be trustworthy. Rudy Giuliani.
And the reality is this is a complete vindication of the president. No obstruction, no collusion. The attorney general is about as explicit as you can be.
Yeah.
The president has won a total and complete victory here, and only the most bitter critics would deny him that. I mean, and any American should be very, very happy that this has been resolved this way. The only people who aren't are people that just have bad motives.
Any American should be very, very happy. Rudy Giuliani from the food court at the mall.
Yeah.
Where were they? That's funny. When we come back, we hope to have Stephen Moore. He's the chief economist at Heritage Foundation. What does he think this is going to do to the economy? Is the president going to have to help the markets continue to do well? We'll see. Stephen Moore when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.